Dio, let us know who you are, first of all.
Hey, I go by the name Dio. I'm an international artist. I have my own little lane. I'm an athlete and an artist.
You're an athlete and an artist.
Yeah, sir. I'm an entertainer, period.
Okay.
Double wahala.
Double wahala. Okay. Let us know behind the athletic side of you.
Oh, so basically, I used to play professional soccer, like, growing up.
Okay.
That was in Africa, Nigeria, to be specific.
Hometown.
Yeah, a long time ago. So, I played and I get to travel around the country, like the world, you know, a lot of countries just playing. So, eventually, I came to the United States and I just found out there's a whole different thing. I think there's something in the water. As soon as I drank the water,
I got stuck.
I discover another part of me, you know.
Let me ask, what brought you to the States? Was it athletics?
Yeah,
side?
To play ball, literally, out of North Carolina.
Man.
Yeah.
And as you were exposed to it.
I just went over there, and when I got there, it wasn't just the same. Like, you know, I guess the soccer scene was just coming up in America then.
Okay.
It wasn't, like, as big as it was in Europe.
Like, the Dynamo, everybody has a team, the Dynamo.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
now.
So I just came for a tryout, and it was just a whole bunch of stuff going on because, you know, you got to come as an international player, you got to get clarification and all that extra stuff, so... Man, I got so many talents.
Too
man.
Much of the politics you know what I'm saying? To deal with.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that where you decided that, hey, instead of going, you know, continuing here, I'm here, let me go ahead and focus on music?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't then that I decided. I was still doing soccer because that's all I did all my life. I didn't know what else.
To this day, because I know you came in last time.
Yeah, last time with a
you
soccer outfit.
You pulled up with your outfit, man.
But, yeah, I was playing ball for a minute. I didn't have my paper situation set at that time. So I was just playing, getting chick chunks all over the places.
Okay.
So eventually I got my paper situated. I met a girl, you know.
That's good,
yeah,
man. So you're official.
That's another
story. We here the good way. You
know? Yeah. But then we played I just played and I got a camera, you know, I did vlogs when I was playing. I do vlogs for my teams.
Okay.
Yeah. We go games. I vlog the stuff. Like, you know, the coach like the energy.
Oh,
I
man.
I seen the whole different side of me while I was playing soccer, you know, being an entertainer, producer, being everything, man, because I always got my vlog camera just like that.
You put that to use.
You know what I'm saying? I just vlog it. Make my free noise.
Was the coach ever tripping? Like, man,
he loved that.
Okay.
He like, he played me for the games because of that. Because now he got to keep me happy, you know?
Now he asking, where the camera's at, man? Yeah, where the camera at?
Oh, Dale, come here. But, it was fun, you know, playing. Then from that, I started seeing, like, the music always been there, don't get me wrong. But I didn't have enough confidence to just...
Step into
the spotlight, you know. But then I just started doing the vlog. I started getting more comfortable with the camera. And
let me ask, so when you start to see the views and the numbers getting picked up, you said, you know what, I can be in front of a camera.
Yeah. At first it was just like every time I get a camera and I put a camera in front of people, they get excited, you know, like 90% of people want to be in front of it. Like, hey, what's up? Hey, dude. So that the joy they give me kind of inspired me to want to do more, you know.
And you'll be able to feed off that same energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I graduated from like feeding off the energy, started like giving out the energy, you know. Because the more you do it, the more you get comfortable, the more you get confident, the more you want to do it more.
Right. Yeah. And so with that being said, you stepped out, you know, you got the energy blasting. Going vibing between each other, you know, while you're Italawa.
Italawa.
Just outside doing your thing.
Hell yeah. I was outside doing
my thing. Where did you say, you know what? Now I'm going into the studio and I'm going to make this because I know I can do the music.
Yeah. So while playing ball, right, I was kind of in the music scene.
Okay.
But I'd be having like celebrities come from out of town, like from Nigeria and Europe. And they stay by me, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so when they're by me, it's like studio guys. I see people that come, come to my house trying to talk to them.
Okay.
You know, camera guys, studio guys. So all the stuff, like, entice me, you know? I'm like, So when they come with a camera in the studio, they just set it up in my living room. and I just go off when he's not recording. I was like, I just joking around. And he was like, it was like, one of them was like, yeah, man, you know, you could actually do music, right? You got the energy, you got the swag.
Because the cameraman, they see everything. Yeah. You know? So, like, and if somebody got the potential, you like, yeah, man, I see a lot of BS, exactly. You know.
Yeah, it was like, you might want to do it. And one of the artists featured me on his music video. One of them that came one time featured me. There was supposed to be a guy that's supposed to act as the bad guy that's supposed to take the girl and the money.
Okay.
He's supposed to be like the fanboy, you know, with the lyrics and the swag.
Okay.
So the guy didn't come.
He didn't make the video.
Yeah. And I went to the store.
Hey, for those out there, don't miss your opportunity.
Don't ever.
That's right.
I just went to the store across the street from the place we're shooting. Guy in there picked up some outfit looking like a boss, like a big ass jacket.
Yeah.
I bought that. He didn't pay for it. You know, I want to do this, you know. I bought the jacket. I took it back, by the way. You know.
Hey, keep your bag on. But you had to do what you had to do.
Right there. I got the jacket. I put on the jacket. I bought a white tee. I put on the white tee. I had my jean I just wore that. I just put on the jacket by itself.
Yeah.
And we just added like a bad guy, you know. Just fine boy. I won the money at the casino that same day.
What?
Yeah, $600.
Damn, man. Can't what you spending on?
When I win $600, it just go, huh?
Yeah, but I did that. I shot a video, took back the outfit, and it was fun. Then I got my comfort, I got my hunger. I started losing interest in soccer,
And wanted to get more into that scenery.
Yeah, you know, like when I shot my first ever music video, right? I was actually at a soccer camp. You know, you remember JSB?
Yeah.
The Young Six video.
I remember.
I shot the both videos in 2 days. No, from Maryland to New York, then back to Maryland shooting videos, and back to Tulsa for my soccer camp. After all that,
and so you back and forth.
Yeah, just going. Then I got tired of the ball because, man, we got big dreams, man, and I don't see soccer game where I want to be no more. You know,
you had a dream, you had a vision in mind, and you actually stepped out on faith.
Yeah.
Man, and I see you got your team, man. Mike, let us know, man. Let us know.
Nah, for sure, man. Like, since I've been rocking with him, like, I just see the vision he got. It just motivate me. Because, like, we both creators. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing with, like, YouTube and just.
Man, what's your channel?
So, my YouTube is actually my name, Mike Adelabu. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all go subscribe for sure.
Make sure y'all hit that like, share, subscribe button.
Yeah. Show my boy some love, stop playing.
I do a lot of content, you know what I'm saying? But now since I'm with Dio, like we get to travel different places, meet different people. It's all it's all within the plan. Like I see his plan, he see my plan, so we just working together. Yep. That's all it's all about for real.
And I know you got that great energy too, sure. Because you know that energy vibes off each other. Yeah. Right. And you know, if we moving around, you know,
you gotta bring the right energy.
That's the thing I always say, you can never do it by yourself. You're always gonna need a whole bunch of not a lot of team, just like few people that believe in you, you know?
Yeah.
Because talking about a lot of people, I know so many people, but it's not just knowing them. It's just some people just there, just waiting for it to happen or not happen. You know, they got nothing to lose by fucking.
They're waiting for it to happen so they can link up.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
They not down for it.
Exactly.
You know, like that old story about, you know, the mama hen trying to do the bread with the. Kids,
yeah.
I feel like sometimes you just gotta show people though. Like,
yeah,
some people like they would support you, but at the same time, you have to show results for them.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
You
gotta be able to convince them.
But what happens with when they do come around and they do say, "Oh man, you know you we made it, we made it, we made it."
That's why most artists got fans. You know, they got fans in terms of like.
What we call a fan.
You know, every artist that blow up, like, then, okay, I'm going to use myself as an example right now. I don't like talking about other artists. Imagine, like, everything I've been doing right now, I met so many people on my journey, you know. I lived in so many cities, bro. Atlanta, and so on, you know. So many top cities trying to connect, building my fan base and stuff. So, when I see those people I connected with that didn't really show me love, you know, like, or fake love, I'm just... Not fuck with them. No, I must say fuck with them. I just know the extent I'm fucking with them.
I know how to do.
Yeah,
it.
I know how to move around them. You know, mm-hmm. You know, you can't get. But creating enemies in the process of doing that, I hardly create enemies, man. I'd rather just step away than fight or argue with you, you know?
Step and keep step that back. Protect your energy.
I protect my energy. I just step back. Mm. You know, if you eat me up, I'm going to pick up.
Straight up.
If you talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. But I'm not going to just, you know.
Be the one to start the
conversation. Yeah, because you got to respect other people's opinion. Everybody, we all individual people. We got what we got going on. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're asking too much from someone, that's not fair. You know, you don't know what they're going through.
Hey.
Yeah.
And you know, teamwork.
That's why I appreciate my boy Mike right here, man. Since I came to Houston.
Yes.
Bro, I never paid him 1 cent. He's been recording me. 1 cent.
Because you believe in the vision, bro. Yeah. And you know, when you do that, as I'm building with you, I'm able to still build my lane.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still getting things
so
to get.
So, when I blow up,
done.
Eventually, when I blow up, if y'all see me signing Mike for $2 million, don't be surprised. You know?
Hey, y'all seen that Kanye documentary?
Dope, man.
Yeah,
that shit was
amazing. Yeah.
Netflix,
right?
Cootie,
yeah. I seen that.
Everybody need a cootie, man.
Yeah, everybody does.
That stay down.
And we already started working before we even seen that. So, and most of the things in the Kanye documentary, like, I feel like it's my life. But then again, I think like every other creators probably think that too is their life.
Yeah,
but
it cut across a lot of people.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it cut across because a lot of people could relate with it.
Yeah,
you feel me? And with the way it is, today's generation, right, there is no different than what has been happening back there. Like, if you could tell, right, the whole Kanye trying to convince a set of people that, hey, man, check the song.
For real.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. I got this new joint through the wire. You know, you're trying to explain himself.
And looking at him crazy.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
And that whole thing makes me feel so good because nowadays, just like I was telling Dio when we're coming out here, right? It's gonna get to a time where you don't even need to say shit no more. All you gotta do is say one thing, introduce yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Now it's not me.
And you
it's
get
not,
paid to get.
It's not
to
me. It's
yourself.
Not me doing that. It's not me doing that
it's
because
the work.
When I pull up,
when
I pull up with all my archive and everything that I have on deck, right? And you coming like, ooh, I like what you're doing. You feel me? The only thing you're gonna hear from me is,
I'm a chip in.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Who are you?
You know, so sometimes it's like that. You know, sometimes it gets down like that. But nevertheless, that's why you see you have to have, like you said, a Cody. Everybody needs a Cody, you feel me?
Yeah.
Where you could have somebody who could actually be down for you, you know? Not people who just want to watch you grow
and believe in that vision.
You feel me?
Same vision.
Yeah. Like, they got cockroaches out here, you feel me? Who's just
come on, man. You got to let them know about cockroaches. Because they just thinking about the stuff that's running across they countertops right now.
Yeah. You feel me? So they got cockroaches in this industry, man. You feel me? You just see people hiding around, watching you, waiting for you to get to that level and then pop out of the hole like, yo!
Yeah.
Man, I'm happy, man. I told you you're going to do this, man. I told you, you feel me?
But the thing about that is they're still part of the plan.
They don't.
We have to identify
Who
they are and what purpose they play
in the plan.
Yeah.
I feel like honestly, bro, if you just lock in on what you're doing, bro, and just grind, like all that stuff gonna come. Like people gonna support you as
consistency.
Like there's people, there's like just how he said, just go roach off you, just go try and be around, get clout, or like all that other stuff. So it just come with it, man. It comes with it. Yeah.
How do you protect that?
For me, so like I said before,
for those who listen,
I'ma just say this, man. You gotta keep your mentality strong and never get distracted. Like
Kaden, you listening?
Never get distracted, never. Because it's gonna be a lot of people you're gonna meet along the way. The reason why I'm able to overcome that is because I left them since I was young, very young. So I've seen so many things. I had so many experiences with older people, you know, like people that are older than me, mature than me. So I learned instead of making a mistake. And if you want to protect your energy from like the fake people, you don't got to fight them. You don't got to cause them or create enemies in the process. You just distance yourself, you know,
isolated.
No, not isolated. No, they're going to see me.
introvert.
No, like scarce commodity. You know, like scarce, gas is scarce as fuck right now.
Yeah.
Petrol, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I become a scarce commodity. Like, you could see me, but you can't come close.
Exactly.
Because you're always going to see me. That's what I'm working for. For you to see my work, always. You're going to see my work, but you can't come close. You can't touch it.
That's one thing.
Just going to want to know what the fuck going on.
There's one time that I took off this Kanye West documentary.
Bro, it's my interview, not Kanye.
I know. No, I wanted to make mention of something that you said, right? Okay. I wanted to, in reference to what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
It's like people who trying to, you know, fuck with you, but not fuck with you.
Yeah.
And you saying something about they're going to see you, but they're not going to really be around you and all that.
Yeah.
That there was a particular word that was said there by his mom, which is like, you being on the ground, but you in the air.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Like, she said, when you look yourself, a giant look yourself in the mirror and see nothing.
Not even that part. The part of you being on the ground, like you saying, you know, you isolate or you, you know, take away or you stay away from them and all that, but they still see a lot of motivational stuff you're doing.
Yeah.
The energy is right, you feel me? Yeah. But they can't have access to you, like...
Yeah.
You
to ask some questions, some basic questions they know they could have been asked me, but they can't ask.
That's why you gotta have a team.
I get tons of calls, random calls for, like, people I knew from far time ago. I mean, we how cool. Like I said,
it, like, how did you make it out type shit?
I always pick up my call. I would never not pick my call, except I feel like I always pick my call. I just want to know what you got to say.
Yeah.
You know? And I hardly say no if someone asks me for something, except I really can't. You know? Because, like I said, man, the goal is big, man. It's not about one person, man. So I just look at another individual, like, I kept it moving. It's like, it's a lot of people in the world, man, you know. Mm-hmm. Billions of people that you probably don't even know about, that they exist. But are you worried about one person, or why are you worried about 100,000 people? You know what I'm saying? What you could be worried about, you could be worried about making billions happy or impacting billions of lives.
I was going to ask you with that, what's a perfect day for you? Like, what's a happy, perfect day for you waking up?
Man, in the morning when I say my prayers every day, I've been saying my prayers for like almost 5 years, every day. And maybe if I don't say my prayers, nah, man, no day, man. For like 5 years, I've been saying my prayers. Wake up in the morning, say my prayers, 12 noon. I just started 12 noon like 2 years ago and started 3 a.m. for like,
so that's a happy day, just saying your prayer, starting out. Yeah,
just saying my prayer, starting up. If something bad happened in the process, I believe it was meant to happen. And if I feel like it's not meant to happen, the person, I'm a very petty person too. I'm petty. If I feel like the person was just being petty, I get them back. I like to give people their own medicine because I don't do it. You know, I don't want you to do it to me.
But don't try to get give back.
Notice ain't no eye for an eye. Let's say eye for an eye, two for two.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't think you're petty. I just think you're a straightforward kind of.
Yeah, I'm really like that. You know I just
because like it's like you just saying, look, I don't like this thing you're doing to me.
Yeah, he real. He but
yeah, just real. And a lot of people not real. Like
exactly. A lot of people want to hold on to it and wait for like a year or two and be like, remember what you did to me in 2018?
No, I don't.
I don't think about it.
I don't think. I just think you're a straightforward person who tells it the way it is. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because people don't know how to say, you know, no. A lot of people don't even know how to, like, you know, express their feelings. And you see them go to meet someone else and be like, man, I don't like the way Dio treated me, man. All you needed to do was tell Dio.
Tell Dio right then and there.
Just tell him the way you feel.
But that's the way the world is built right now. Like, I don't want to call it gossip because I feel like some way we all kind of gossip. But but that's not gossiping, though. It's not gossip because gossip, for me, is like you talking about somebody and you're not even ready to tell the person the fault. But when you're talking about, like, if I'm talking about Kanye right now, I'm not gossiping.
No.
I'm just admiring him.
I'm being relatable.
Yeah, I'm being relatable. If I'm talking about, like, JSB and I know JSB, that's me gossiping about JSB. Mm-hmm. And I could have just called JSB and tell him.
Yeah.
You know?
JSB, man, let them know who you are, bro.
Well, I'm well known as JSB, right? I call myself JSB Grand Entertainer. When I'm in the city, I say I'm the Grand Entertainer in that city. I reside in the DMV for now, so I'm the Grand Entertainer in the DMV. That's why they call me JSB. Okay. You dig it, don't dig it, right?
Hey.
All right, so JSB is an entertainer. And not just an entertainer per se, though, but an entertainer and an event planner. The whole concept started from entertainment or music. And when I got to realize that most of these people ain't trying to sign us out here or sign me out here, I decided to sign myself, set up a platform that I could use to put together events so that people could come watch me perform and pay to see me do it. You feel me? And it's been amazing.
So that's a business. That's a legitimate business.
Full-time registered business. Like, wow. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm supposed to be back in the DMV tomorrow because I have my 10th event put together by JLB Production. It's a comedy show. It's called the Neverson Comedy Show. It's for this comedian called Sean Pee Wee Neverson. So we're putting together the comedy show for Sean Pee Wee Neverson on the 18th of March. It's going to be blown away. People are already buying tickets. My pre-order tickets is already sold out.
Wow.
You know, so it's all part of the process, you feel me? And that's why that's why when I have people like Dio around, you know, and I see his energy, I'm always trying to motivate him to be like, yo, Dio, do you know you could put together your own show? You know, sometimes we go back and forth about it because, you know, I fuck with Dio big time and I know he knows that, you feel me? And that's why sometimes I try to let him know the things that I think he could benefit from, you feel me? How the hell am I going to go around and network with strangers and give them an event and put together shows and it's sold out when I got my boy out here doing the same damn thing? Well, we could package it and make it look very promising and have not just Africans come through, but American, Afghanistans, Ukrainians, whatever, man. Different colors, one people. That's the concept that, you know, we're trying to put together. So,
amazing.
You know, it's been amazing lately, you know, and I'm glad to be out here, exclusive talk radio, you know.
How did you link up with this young cat, man? Like, where did that connection come in place? Where did you say, hey, that's Dio, man. Let me.
I don't know. Y'all ready to hear this?
I'm ready, man.
Are you sure? Because I remember that day vividly. Hey, Dio, I don't think you remember, man.
I might.
I remember that day vividly. So check this out. I walked into this club, right? And while I was in the club, right, I saw this dude with his big ass jacket. You feel me? He was just drippy and doing his thing. And he had this fat blunt in his hand. And I was like, damn. Now, most of my real niggas that I've come across that we became very cool started off from a blunt. Honestly, on my mama. So I was like, damn, man, bro, you know, you stay drippy, man. What's happening? I saw the blunt, like, damn, man, that blunt fat. He was like, yeah, there you go. And I'm like, yeah. You know, and we were like doing that. And, you know, he told me he's into music and all that. He invited me over to his crib. I saw he had a little studio. You know, he had a little setup and all that. I'm like, okay, this dude seems serious. Because I've met with a lot of artists who say they're artists, but they're not serious. They have all the equipment just looking at them doing nothing. You know, when are you going to take something up and, you know, start doing something out of nothing? You feel me? So when I met with him and I saw he got that vibe and energy, you know, we spoke about doing music. I have this song that I've had for a minute, but I haven't really gotten time to do it. Deal, well, like, bring it over, let's get it done. So I came to his studio, we rearranged the song, you feel me? He sang most of the part and we dropped that shit. It was banging. We performed it, people loved it, you know. He still get a lot of vibes out, you know, on SoundCloud, Spotify and all that. I still get that buzz, you feel me?
Okay.
And ever since then, I keep watching him. This dude keeps going higher and higher and higher, you know. And he still has that same attitude of, I don't give a fuck. You either like it or get the fuck out of my face, which I do admire, you know, that so many people don't have. But the most important part is he stayed true to himself. He stayed true to his dreams. And I was like, fuck this shit. Okay. Man, so you might have a little screw in your head, but you're a real OG.
Hey, and they connected, man. Y'all created something with that. Yeah. And steady, and, you know, continuously building on top of that relationship, which leads to so many doors being open, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, let us know about the performance side of it, though. Because I know, you know, you rock the stage. Yeah. How does that feel?
Actually, like, one of my biggest
Do you request, like, M&Ms or some certain foods before you go on or something? What's the process,
man? Man, I'm going to tell you something. I hardly eat, man. I'm serious. I'll probably eat once a day. Not because I can't eat, just because...
Yeah. You know, I'm the same way, but because, I've
been an athlete, and I'm used to, like, drinking water or drinking Gatorade or drinking...
Staying hydrated.
Some shit, I don't get appetite, bro. I told you today, I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry. Yeah. I didn't eat nothing all day, not even water.
Nigga say, I'm hungry for knowledge, nigga. I'm hungry for more. I'm saying, hungry for...
That's how
I'm talking. I'm hungry.
I'm not
food
hungry.
Food ain't gonna fit it for me, man.
Food ain't filling nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I always say to people, like, I just gotta stay alive for this to happen, but I know it's gonna happen. You know, like, for the performance, I'm in the process of me working. I'm gonna talk with this guy. He's a event planner. Mm-hmm. He works with Live Nation. He does like shows for like people like Bonoboy, Davido, and all of them, the big names in the game. So I spoke to him. I told him my dreams, and it was like, you just like everybody else. You're telling me this, that.
But
show
what's
me
the plan?
Yeah, show me. And I told him that, bro, I just started making music 2019, man. See what I'm already doing. What more do you want me to tell you? And there's more. I just can't tell you. You got to see.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'll give you a chance. And he gave me a chance for a show, which is the biggest show I ever did. And I fucked it up.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that a good fuck up or a bad fuck up?
What? Great fuck up. Okay. No, I'm saying I killed it. Like, man. I killed it to the extent that people were telling me, like, yeah, this is your show.
Yeah.
You know, like, for fans that never heard about me, they don't know my song. But they were just...
The energy came on, and the vibes came. They went home jamming and learning them songs that night.
They started thinking, is it big? I got verified like 2 months later on Instagram. After the show, I got verified on Instagram. I started seeing some kind of people watching my story. It actually opened doors for me, you know what I'm saying? But I don't got no good management at that point. I didn't know what I was doing, like I said. I was just going with the flow.
Do you have management now, or are you still just kind
of
figuring it out?
I got a lot of people that's trying to work with me, management. But everything they're offering is something I already know how to do. Mm. I need something I can do, you know? For you, what are you bringing to the table? Yeah. And I keep telling them that I'm going to make you so much money, but they don't believe it. If they don't believe it, I don't want to work with you. Because I will, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true.
Let's be real, D.R. Are you going to them with the plan to say, hey, this is what I got. This is the plan this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. This.
Yeah.
This. Or is it like, hey, I'm D.O. the motherfucking plugs. What's up?
No, what's up? I always like, But yo, this is a plan, right? I'm not like just going off the plan. I have a budget. Like, I can only spend much on my music because I got other things I got to pay for. You know, I don't have a 9-to-5 I do or nothing like that. I just also jamming, literally.
Jamming,
trying to survive. Sometimes I put money in my craft first before I even like eat.
Yeah,
on God, no cap. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m., trying to see who can I work with, who can I go on people's DMs, send them a bunch of DMs. I got a bunch of DMs to Drake right now.
My friend.
Yeah, Kanye West. And the reason I'm saying those messages is because when I get on top, when they go back to the messages, they're gonna be like, damn, he said it. And I have artists, I don't want to call his name. He owns a big record label in Africa.
Okay.
Big one. He hit me up. I sent him a link to my video when I drop. I always send a link to everybody. He replied. It was like, man, you're consistent. Keep going. Right. I'm like, man, help me, bro.
Because he see you.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, help me, bro. He was like, all right. He gave me a contact to hit up the person to give me distribution in this company, right? And the guy, I started talking to him, and I found out everything he's telling me is what I'm already doing, literally. So I was like, I can't give you my music, no.
Right.
I'm gonna just do my stuff.
Yeah.
I found out like everything I've been doing, literally everything I've been doing.
And it's a process that you learn throughout the game as we go through our every, you know, those messages.
The only thing they have that I don't have is that fund, man. That sponsorship. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I get a deal with Nike or LV or Gucci right now, man, I'm telling you.
But the thing is, like you say, stay consistent.
Yeah, they're going to come.
Stay in their faces.
Yeah.
Label's going to come. Because right now, you're an independent artist, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I get 101%.
How important is it being an independent artist, though, compared to, you know, just signing for anything?
I would say is independent to be independent. It's very important to be independent so you could learn, at least for a year or two. So you could learn. And you got to be consistent within those time. If you're trying to learn, if you're trying to build an empire, that's that. But if you're just trying to do music and just get viral and just do it for fun, then I'd say, get signed, man. Just get signed and get famous and get some money. And when you're like 50 or 45, they let you go and you go back to whatever you're supposed to do or invest your money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you're trying to be in there for the long run, then I say take your time and learn the business. And when the deal come, you know what's good and what's not good. Bro, I've had more than 50 deals, bro. Like, people trying to sign me, yeah. Even labels that are signed to, like, 5 labels trying to sign me. You know, like, labels are signed to this, and this is signed to that, and that's signed to that, and that's signed to that. They're all trying to sign me. Now it's not working. Because I don't see any reason why I should, you know. I did my own website. No, I have someone that
up there. I was going to say, everything that's out there, you created your own website, BMI, the platforms. And
My own everything, bro. I put my own lyrics on my song. You know, the people that I even give a chance to do distribution for me, they can't even do that. You know, they don't even know what I know. I swear, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know there's some people that know, that have what I want, but I'm still looking for them. But right now, the people I'm encountering, they don't have what I want. Or maybe they have what I want, they're holding back. You know, but I ain't seen the person yet.
Got to push, keep that energy, man, and continue to push them, continue to thrive. We're gonna take just a quick break, man. We're going to jump into some hot music, man. I know we have D.O.
Italawa.
Le Won. Here we go. I know we got that boy Mike in that thing, but.
Hell yeah.
Le Won. And Michael Blackson. Motherfucking summer. Let's go.
Michael Blackson, they not ready.
Signal,
they want. How much it's about to die, man. They want. How much it's about to die, man. How about you go my wallet? Put that in my lolly. Put that go to Kowa. I want to go with lolly. Want to fend 40 for you? Come on, say I should go die. I like you, pan ebita. Shoot you, mo yo bita. They're not ready. Full mini, but multi high. Black belt looking my sexy. I'm on my way to the top. Don't get mad, cannot stop me. Flashing angels are the baddest. Freaky PE, I'm a topic. You call her phone, she not picking. Do the math, mother sucker. Charlie, I like fried plantain. Snow bunny everywhere, can't complain. Day a day, make a day my day. Not to use your day to affect my day. Living in black bunny, I brownie snow bunny. I brownie snow bunny. Living in black bunny. Okay, I'll be. I'm a sick one, Lara. Look at me now, I am fly. Ego koni mo bato. Best set. Then I'm ready. Charlie, I like fast plantain. Watch the money everywhere, can't complain. Day a day, make a day my day. Not to use your day to affect my day. Baby, need black brownie. I brownie slow bunny. Baby, need black bunny. Okay, let one. Soccer. Can't forget the Asian bunnies. Don't forget the Latina bunnies. All the bunnies of the world. Caribbean bunnies. All you bunnies. Come get this Mutombo.
Literally.
Marco Blackson said, come get the Mutombo.
You know what that was? D.O. Le Won featuring Michael Blackson. Let's go. We back in the building. Exclusive talk radio here at One Sound Vibe Entertainment. And you know, we're gonna get a little bit more deeper here. Definitely want to get into, you know, with that business side of it, man. I definitely want to know how important or what would you tell somebody that tells you to sign versus not to sign, especially a record label?
Yeah, that's a good one. So I know some people be like, oh, don't sign. You could do it yourself. It's 2022, and so. But no, I don't see nobody saying get signed. Everybody's just saying don't get signed. But you got to understand, as a new artist, the people telling you not to get signed, right? They know what they know now because they made the mistake they made, right? Mm. But there's still so much they're not telling you.
Help us out. Help them out. So what are they not saying?
Like, it takes a lot of work. I'm not talking about you just going to work for someone. Mm-hmm. It takes so much work, so much dedication, so much risk, and so much belief for you to be independent and be successful. Like, you're gonna meet people that's gonna just tell you stuff that they're not gonna come through. You're gonna meet people that's gonna make you look like a liar, you know, in the process.
So you're saying it's better to...
I'm saying get a professional to help you. Get signed if you can, but don't let them whip you off.
Get a lawyer.
If you want to get successful in the business, that's what I'm saying. Get signed, but don't let them whip you off.
If you was to get signed, what are you going in and asking for?
If I'm getting signed, I'm going to tell them, are you going to be able to get me a Grammy in 3 years? Because I already put in work. I'm already known. I'm not like famous like Lil Baby and them, but I could be. Because I already know the people in the industry. The industry already know me. What don't know me is the fans. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, some fans... I think you got a pretty good following.
No, but I'm about to tell you. But for where I'm trying to be, that's nothing. Yeah. I'm thankful, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But for what I'm trying to do, not even close.
But they say a lot of stuff is real big. You know, I'm gonna probably big boy you for a little minute. A lot of stuff is real big as far as artists being able to push it out themselves. So you don't really need that industry as far as you get your fans to share out your music enough. Or how is it that you can?
But this that's what I've been doing. I've been asking people, oh, can you please share my song? Can you please share my song? Some of them do it. Some of them forget. They don't take you serious. And I tried so many ways. I tried going to the club to promote. It don't work.
TikTok?
I'm on TikTok. Everything is a promoting company working. Like, even the biggest account, I'm talking about Jason Derulo on TikTok, he got a whole marketing company working on his TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Get signed. All of that comes with a deal. You know what I'm saying? Now, what are they getting for that is the question. Are they getting, like, cheap chump, or are they giving you the big bucks? How much do you know is going to determine how much they're going to give you? If you artists, I don't know nothing, and I'm talking about you not getting nothing by yourself, they're not going to offer you nothing. Right. If you're artists, I could get yourself viral. I could get myself viral. I just need fun. I personally, I'm not going to get signed. Speaking about me, myself, I'm not going to get signed except they could assure me what I really want. If I get viral before...
You showing them what you really want, right?
What I really want is winning a Grammy Award, right? Which I'm going to do, right? But this is the thing.
We're going to manifest that, man.
Yeah, I'm manifesting that. And I have so much people already manifested that. They said the city pushing share me. You know, but apart from Grammy, right now, if I get a company that's trying to sign me right now, I could sign without guarantee of Grammy. You know why? Because I'm still trying to get a viral song. But if I get a viral song before a company sign me, I'm not going to sign to them. Except they could assure me a viral song. Because what am I signing for? I'm already viral. My song gonna keep going viral because my energy is dope in real life. And I'm no faking, no forgotten, nothing. This is real me.
So you're staying true to yourself? Because I
be outside people staring, no cap. Like, I be outside, they're staring, they're watching. They come to the club to watch a movie, me. You know what I'm saying? They're drinking and they're standing watching. What's he gonna do next? And I'm seeing them. And I look at them, you know, I dance with everything. Everything is so fun to me. I could look at you, looking at me like, back to the vibe and groove and stuff. It's just the energy, man. I control the room. And that's what these artists do.
Are you getting paid to kid in these rooms?
That's what I'm about to tell you. The thing about all those people is they don't want to pay you because they feel like you don't have a viral song. That's the promoters. They're very disrespectful, which is understandable. You know what I'm saying? That's how they want to move. And that's why most of them get kicked behind when the time comes for the new artist. So this is the thing I noticed about the game also. Every time there's a new artist, there's a new set of promoters. There's a new set of marketers. There's a new set of this, new set of that in the industry.
A new wave.
Yeah,
right.
New wave. And the reason is most
everybody
like
get older. People
not old, no. They fall off. No, they don't get old. Okay. Not old. Yeah. We just use the word old for them. They're not old.
They fall off.
They fall off. They fell off big time because you know why? Because they're not fucking with a guy that's going hard like me. And when I say me, I'm saying compare when Kanye was going hard. Yeah, I was going hard like that. Even now, I'm going harder than him when he was going then. I'm telling you, I'm working on this, bro, man.
Man. Okay,
he probably not even talking to some signed kind of people, but I'm talking to like people I'm never supposed to talk to, just to get my song out there.
Yeah.
I killed my pride. I don't got no pride right now, bro. I killed it. I didn't kill it. I put it somewhere, just to get what I want first.
And you making it in them different rooms and being
able
to be known.
Yeah, and I'm saying just putting my ego aside to like get what I want. So the question is, how much do you want it? You know, do you really want it? Because it's not gonna get done by you alone. It's gonna be a bunch of people that's gonna help you get your dreams.
Because with that, you saying that, as someone that looks, you know, as a promoter that looks and say, oh well, you don't have this type of following. Oh well, we don't see you. You know, the perception of it, right? I looked at your pages and you're not the type, like you say, you have those connections in those industries, but you're not the one to show, oh, I'm in the room with you.
Yeah. Let me get a picture. I don't. Let I'm not the one. You. Yeah, I don't do that.
Do you think?
He was just telling me in the car. Go
do you
it.
Think that that would be a plus? Advantage.
Yeah, it would.
And an advantage.
Yeah, it would, but there's a thing about me. I don't like to prove myself. I want to know who you are, man. I really want to know because I'm going to get there. And the most people I fuck with are not people that, there are people that create us too, that we all going to meet in the future. So let me tell you, bro, like I said, it's going to be a new wave of entertainers when they start blowing up. But it's going to be, like I said, we're going to be successful to some extent. We all going to be successful, but there's grade to this stuff. There's levels to be successful. You know, you can't compare Drake's successful, being successful to some other artists. I don't want to call it. I don't like doing that. Mm-hmm. No, it's great to the stuff. It's stages to
bigger,
yeah, it's stages. So now, what you're doing, the process of coming up, is going to determine how big and long you're going to be in the game. You know, a lot of people get on top and they just forget the humble beginning where they was asking people for help. You know, I have a lot of people telling me like, "Oh, bro, you man, you got to move this way, man. You're big. You're this." I'm saying, "Nope, I'm not. I'm still coming. I'm not where I want to be at yet." Like, man, bro, man. Well, maybe I'm living your dream, but shit, I'm not close to my dream. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
And a lot of people from the outside, you know,
I hear that every time, bro.
The
even today,
the things that the world put on you.
Yeah.
You know, the accolades.
Yeah. And I'm like nah. You know, even Michael Blackson, he told me like, "Yo, keep going, man. You remind me of David when he just gets started. Like, keep going. You're gonna get it. I like your energy. You got it attitude. You got it attitude. You look like you gave me this, basically telling me I'm ready."
Was that one going. Of those connections that you made inside of the industry there?
Yeah.
How did that video come about?
So basically it was just I did an actual song, Lay One, by Dio. I made that song. So I was pushing a song when I followed Michael Blackson. I've been hitting him up a long time ago. So finally that day I hit him up and I was like, "Hey, boss, check out my song." Then he started getting into Afrobeat song. Then it was during COVID. You know, COVID brought a lot of people, made a lot of people like see other people, you know, because everybody home now. Nobody's busy. Nobody's like, so he checked me out. He was like, "Oh, bro, okay, you got it. Let me remix that song."
Wait, he just wanted to hop on it.
No, I think he invited me to a show first. Then when I went to the show and he felt my energy in person, I was like, "Okay, I like him." So he was like, he hit me up and he's like, "Yo, let me remix the song." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure, boss." And he remixed the song. He said, "You got my lyrics." I wrote his lyrics. And he said, "Come to ATL." I went to ATL. We met at ATL, did a song. We came back to Houston for the video, like months later. And that's it, we made a song. It was lit. You know, he support me any way he can, but he can only do much, you know?
True that. Yeah. So with the artwork that you made, man, and the type of the work that you do,
yeah.
What's like really, man, what's the output that you want to put to the world? Like, what is it?
Man.
Is it just Dio putting out music? Like, what is it? Dio trying to get hold? What is it?
Man, to be honest, man, I'm trying to like be a solution to so many people. No. One way, music is a way, but like I said, I'm an entertainer and I'm an entrepreneur. So I'm just not, you know, I act movies too, right? I have shows I featured on CBS Network and TWC.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. So I'm just like trying to be a blessing to somebody, man. So I have something I always say when I was growing up, and I still say, I don't say that as much often right now because I know I'm getting closer. But before I normally say like, I have to help at least 1 million people. 1 million people, you know, 1 to 3, 4, 5 millions of people, at least in this life.
Yeah.
That I'm in, this world I come to. I have to help 1 million people. So, I mean, I probably this amount of numbers, but yeah.
Bro, I just
so I'm not even close, you know what I'm saying? So music is gonna get me. Music is a talent that I have. Me being an entertainer is a talent. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna use my talent to elevate myself to the position I'm gonna be able to help people. That's my goal.
That's the goal.
Yeah. You know, I've been to so many stuff. So and when you ain't, I don't pay for that for nobody, man.
When you, and again, like I know I told you before, like when you're not selfish with it, you know, you're selfless and you're able to want to do it and help out so many other people and give out those opportunities.
But in the process of helping, man, be careful, man. It's an advice from me to you. Be careful. Don't let your guys down. Tell them little. Don't tell them everything. Tell them small. Don't tell them too much. You know, I tell people so much stuff, but they think that's everything. No, that's just 1 cent of 10, I'm telling you. Mm. You got to be smart, smart to figure the rest out. Which I can, you know.
Hey, yeah. Dio. And I just definitely want to let the people know, what projects do you have coming out next?
So I'm trying to work on an EP. I'm just working on the EP. So like so the thing about me, I'm getting ready for when I go viral. I know it's gonna happen anytime soon. I'm praying to God it's 2022. You know, I have a viral song. So you know,
viral
every
song,
artist,
viral video,
yeah,
all
you
of
know
it.
What I'm saying. So mostly when most artists get a viral song, what happens is they drop an EP or they drop an album. Depends on what kind of deal or how big the song gets.
Okay.
So I already got my EP
set. What's the steps to go viral?
Man, for me, what I think is dropping stacks on TikTokers. Not really, just dropping stacks on TikTokers and looking for like a good marketing company to pitch in your songs for you. You know, if your song is properly pitched to like music platforms, then you get like good amount of TikTokers. Like famous ones, just pay them. It's expensive to get it.
Like, bro, all you gotta do is tap a few YouTubers, bro.
That comes with it, though.
YouTubers up, man.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The TikTok, because right now TikTok is the number one platform to promote songs and stuff. So that's what I'm saying. TikTok. If it's Instagram, I'll tell you Instagram, but it's TikTok because people actually record from TikTok and bring it on Instagram.
And then they put it
and
anywhere
then,
else.
So if you could do that right now, but if you have unlimited fund, I say TikTok, Academic, Shade Room. And some blocks in Africa, if you're trying to go international, you know, that's what I'm trying to do international. So my plan is to do TikTok promo. TikTok comes with YouTube, trust. TikTok comes with everything.
Just put it up on the reels, man. Yeah. Just a little short.
And radio, and do like a radio. I got connect for radio. Like I said, it's the fund. I got connect for TikTok, like the influencers. The good thing about my page is wherever I send a DM, they always say, you know, so yeah, so when I send them a DM, 99% of people reply my DM, except they don't want to talk to me, but they're going to say, well, a lot of them reply, and when they reply, I'll be like, hey, can you do a video for me, for my song? But they always beam me too much. Mm-hmm. I guess it's because of what my page is set up. You know, by the way, you could check me out. My Instagram is D-O the plug, D-E-O-T-H-E-P-L-U-G.
Let them know where else they can find you, D-O.
D-O, you could find me on YouTube. Man, just type D-O the plug and I pull up.
D-O the plug. That's YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you need to find him on. Y'all make sure y'all D-O go ahead plug. And tap in right now.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, fam? So y'all need to let him know.
Nah, hey, man. My YouTube, like I said, Mike Adelabu, man. Y'all go subscribe. Same thing on TikTok. So yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, me just IAMJSB100. IAMJSB100 on all platforms, and all you're gonna see is either Grand Entertainer or Kingpin. Either ways, it's me.
Hey,
it's Alawa.
Y'all heard it right here live. Exclusive Talk Radio at One Sound Vibe Connections. Y'all shout gonna hear a little bit talk. Of that. Little small exclusive here. You and I by D.O. dropping in 2 days. Here we go, here we go.
Days.
I'm a gentleman, baby. I know you know. Don't play with me if you don't want me. Just let me go. I got so many things that I wanna say. When I speak, or you try to disfight with me? Oh, why do I feel like you're playing with me, my baby? I know you close, but your mind just seems so far away. Why do I feel like you're playing with me, my baby? I know you're close, but your mind just seems so far away. Oh, baby, don't tell me you don't miss. I will be back in the days. Just you and I, thinking
lodge in paradise. I love you, you love me, can we just go back in time? That's you and I, living large in paradise. I love me gentleman at all. Baby, don't they do like that? I'ma stay fly with my boo. Talking like a fool with my boo. I love me gentleman at all. Baby, don't they do like that? I'ma stay fly with my boo. Talking like a fool with my boo. I go like a fool with my boo, 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 boo. With my boo, I be acting like a fool with my boo, boo, boo. You my sunshine, my rainbow. I can't help myself every time I'm with you. You make me happy every time I got this feeling. Smiling and blushing, oh Lord, I can feel that. That's my baby, my lover. Girl so fine, I can see her from a distance. Don't leave me, I'ma give up if you do. All he wants you, just you and I. I'm a gentleman, baby, I know you know. Don't play with me, if you don't want me, just let me go. I got so many things that I wanna say. Wait, when I speak, or you try to do stuff with me. Oh, how I do feel like you're playing with me, my baby. I know you know, but your mind just seems so far away.
We outside with it. Hey, Italawa. Yo, that's my new song dropping, man.
Hey, you and I. That's you and I by Dio.
Yes,
let us know
about sir. It
right now. You and I. Who? What's the production behind that? Who made it? Who was in the studio with you when that all happened right there?
Killer God, man. We made the beat. So I wrote the lyrics, like, you know, like a couple of years ago. I ain't got no beat for it. That's how I make most of my song.
Okay.
So I just, with me and Killer God, just come up with a beat, and, you know, and did it. They were like, oh, the piano is too long. I said, no, just let him wait. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's everybody
kinda
trying to make
them
so,
on in.
You know what I'm saying? With them all in and getting comfortable and stuff.
And it's a nice 3-minute song rather than a,
you know what I'm saying? Thank
rather
you.
Than a minute two and a half.
Yeah, it's just 3-minute song, and he's like, it's so catchy, man. I've been getting so good.
And then it's almost like a switch up too.
You know what I'm saying? Two kind of songs, you know, go slow and it went back to Afrobeat. You know, it's so cool. I can't wait for this on the 18th. Of March. 2 days, man.
Two more days
and we're live.
And we're dropping it on all platforms, right?
All platform, yeah. Think and Bow. You could check it on my, or you could just type You and I by Dio.
The video as well.
We're working on a video. I'm actually thinking about dropping a video a day after just to see the traffic on the song, you know. Yeah. But I got a video set up. I could drop both same day. Or I could just wait for life.
But again, you got a plan that you want to make sure that everything kind of pans out.
And I got this to talk radio to help you promote.
Hey, we're going to push that thing like it's no tomorrow because we a Dalawa. Hey, man. So again, I definitely appreciate you coming through. Before
appreciate
I let you,
boss.
Go, I want to get one more insight on your on your mind, man.
Yeah.
Dio.
Yeah.
Why not R&B? Why not pop? Why not reggae?
Afrobeat.
Why did
to
you
the
go with the Afrobeat, man?
Man, because it's takeover.
Don't say because my voice fits it.
Nah, it's takeover season.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like, blacks are taking over, period. I don't want to say Africans because we're all Africans. Blacks are Africans, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so the blacks are taking over. Yeah, our season, the African taking over now. You know, like, Africans ruled the world a long time
still
ago.
Still do, but yeah.
Yeah, but the white try to colonize everybody and stuff, mm-hmm. which is okay, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping or nothing like that. But now the power shifting. It takes time. Yeah. It takes time, but it's going to happen. We start from the music, then we go into politics, then we go. It's just step by step. You know, it's a process. Don't ever rush the process. Trust the process. It's going to happen.
Hey, man, you're walking the process, man. Yeah. And again, I appreciate you for allowing us to be a part of it.
Yes, sir.
Right here
thank
to allow
so
us to
thank
connect,
you so much
create.
For having me, man. I appreciate it. I think that I came here. I'm going to say that again.
Hey.
Italawa.
Italawa. My boy Dio the Plug and the fam
yes,
has came
sir.
Through. We definitely here at Exclusive Talk Radio. Y'all make sure y'all hit that like, hit that share, hit that subscribe, and share this out to somebody that needs to get the exclusiveness in their life. You know what it is. Your boy DJ T. We up out of here. Exclusive.
Yeah, sure. That's when I'm post.
Yeah, bro. That was nice.
That's when I used to promote the song and the stuff from there. And just,
yeah, but that was a nice interview, man.
Ooh,
yeah,
where was this? Exclusive.
Man,
appreciate it.
Wow. You guys about to go.